And the one point that I think is worth mentioning, and it'll certainly come out as this drug is further used as it goes out into practice, is that although one might have thought that there would be no neuropathy with Abraxane, there is actually neuropathy that's been seen in both the Q3 week and weekly schedules. So in the pivotal Abraxane trial, Taxol versus Abraxane, the neuropathy rate was about 10%. And as I sort of started out this story, I might have suggested with the lack of cremophore, we'd see nothing. But we're also using a dose of Taxol in Abraxane that's 50% higher, from 175 per meter squared to 260. So part of the neuropathy is likely related to that. And the other interesting observation that's been corroborated not only in the pivotal trial, but also in the weekly trials that Joanne Blum has reported, is that the behavior of the neuropathy appears to be slightly different than that seen with typical paclitaxel-treated patients. And although we don't have sufficient data to be absolutely definitive about that, there is a suggestion that by using Abraxane, the neuropathy that does develop is much more short-lived than what has typically been seen in paclitaxel-treated patients, on the order of anywhere from 10 days to 3 weeks, and it tends to diminish to a point where you can retreat the patients. So I think that's something that warrants further evaluation, but I think it's an interesting drug.